Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this episode is called Who Cannot Enter the Congregation of the Lord? And it covers Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 1 through 25. You can find that, also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything written in the Bible. So I was perplexed at how to attempt this thing that Lord had on my heart, but after lots and lots of prayer, He also had it on my heart. I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of the things in the Bible that are the meaning of what's written in the Bible, although He has shown me several ways to add to the understanding of that meaning. One of the ways is to use more current terms instead of saying victuals. I will put food, and I'll put that within brackets to show there was a change. But I don't tell you about that when I'm reading in the podcast, or because it's a minimal alteration to help aid in understanding the meaning. And sometimes it's that I will put somebody's name within brackets because it'll say he spoke to him, and it's tricky to figure out now who said what to which person, and if I think it might be problematic to the listener or viewer, I will put a name or both names, or you know, whatever is on my heart to do at that time. And also Lord had it that on my heart to put this in a table format. It doesn't affect the podcast because it reads exactly the same as what I will share with you today, but it's in a table format, and I figure that it's probably beneficial for some because the Lord had on my heart to do it. He had, you know, sees the big picture, and He knows what may aid in understanding certain things. Maybe that is a little built upon what you just heard and adding more. I don't know. I just know the Lord had on my heart to do it in a table format. But again, it doesn't affect viewers. Another thing He had on my heart was not to include, because this is supposed to be for people in our busy world, so I think it's so they don't get bogged down with some portions of the Bible have a lot of repetitive text, you know, like how many men from this tribe and certain, you know, of the son of this person and that person. And it's a lot of verbiage. But it's saying basically the same thing, and He showed me ways to do it where it's condensed, but it says the same basic thing without all the extra repetition. Now, if the repetition's there for emphasis, or it's there for adding new meaning, then I will include it. But in not including the repetition that doesn't do this, it does change the verse numbering, and I can't have it one way in one chapter and another way in another chapter. So instead of saying this is verse 15, this is verse 16, this is verse 17, I tell you like I did, this is Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible we're covering, chapter 23, and verses 1 through 25, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information within this chapter of the Bible will be included in this podcast. Also, there are times that I will condense, combine, or compress similar words to potentially add clarity for some. But at times, and those things will be within brackets, but I don't tell you because those are minor things. But if it is ever something that I think you need to know about, I'll say within brackets, it says this. And on the blog site, it will be a different color font to draw attention to it, plus it'll be in brackets. But the thing is sometimes there will be a particular portion of a chapter that's referring to something that happened in a previous chapter or previous book of the Bible. and it's difficult for the person reading or listening to it to get the full meaning of what it's referring to without knowing that. So at times the Lord has it on my heart, I will put within brackets and summarize whatever information he has to aid in that, the understanding the meaning. Also, this is done primarily with lots and lots of prayers, and primarily it's done with the King James Version Bible. But at times, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, and Webster's Dictionary and other internet resources are used as needed. If I come to something that's foretelling of a future event, I will say, aha, there's a red asterisk. It's telling of a future event. Sometimes, and those future events usually have to do with Jesus Christ, but not always. Sometimes I can paraphrase briefly what it relates to, but sometimes I can't. So it just will depend whether I do that, depending on those issues. And then when Jesus speaks, his words will be in red, and you can't see it because you're on the podcast, so I will tell you. Okay. Who cannot enter the congregation of the Lord? Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 1 through 25. No man with a crushed or severed genitals may enter the congregation of the Lord. An illegitimate person may not enter the congregation of the Lord, not until the 10th generation, but forever. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, not until the 10th generation, but forever, because they didn't meet with you with bread and water in the road when you came out of Egypt. Also, because they hired Balaam, Beor's son from Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse you. Still, the Lord your God wouldn't listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loved you. You shall not seek their peace or prosperity all your days forever. You shall not hate an Edomite. Sorry, I had a typo. I said and Edomite. For he is your brother. You shall not hate an Egyptian because you were a stranger in his land. The third generation of children born to them shall enter into the congregation of the Lord. When the army goes against your enemies, avoid every wicked thing. A man that has a nocturnal emission shall go outside the camp. He shall wash himself at twilight the next day and may return to the camp at sundown. You shall have a place outside the camp and use the pedal of your weapon like a shovel when you go to the bathroom and cover it up. For the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to protect you and deliver your enemies before you. Therefore, your camp shall be holy so God doesn't see any unclean thing and turn away from you. You shall not deliver an escaped servant to his master. He shall stay with you as one among you in the place he shall choose that he likes best within your gates. You shall not oppress him. There shall be no, within brackets I have, unfaithful harlot. It says other terminology, and I thought this was preferable for common, multiple generations to read. Of the daughters of Israel or Sodomite of the sons of Israel, you shall not bring the earnings from the prostitution into the house of the Lord your God to pay for your vow, because these are detestable to the Lord your God. Don't change interest on loans to your brother. And it doesn't mean your sibling. It means fellow Israelite. Whether they are loans for money, food, or anything else that would have earned interest. You may charge interest on loans to strangers, but not your brother. So the Lord your God may bless you in all that you put your hand to in the land where you go to possess it. When you shall make a vow to the Lord your God, don't be slow in repaying it, for the Lord your God will surely require it from you, and you would be guilty of sin. But if you refrain from making a vow, it's not a sin for you. Whether you utter from your mouth, you must do, because whatever you utter from your mouth, you must do, because you freely made your vow, you promised to the Lord your God with your own mouth. Sorry, my emphasis was off, which changed the meaning. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, you may then eat the grapes you want, but you shall not put any in your container. When you come into your neighbor's standing corn, you may then pluck the ears of corn with your hand, but you may not use a sickle to cut off your neighbor's standing corn. The next time I share a podcast from Deuteronomy, it will be over Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 1 through 22, and I've titled it, The Lord God Wants the Israelites to Take Care of the Needy. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.